Right. Welcome everybody back to Co-Creating Heaven on Earth with Tea Touch for You, for self-care for yourselves and others. This is class six. It is our last class of this six-month program. And I have just a few quick reminders, and that is make sure you have your water out, your journal, inspiring writing tools, colors, whatever you have. And just a reminder that all of the classes are recorded and will be are in and will be accessible 24/7 for you in your membership site. And the Facebook group is continuing to stay open so that you have a way of connecting easily with everyone. And just also a reminder that today we've extended our class to a third hour. So our teachings will go for the first 2 hours, and then we will do a break and then continue along for more sharing and feedback. So with that, I open with Linda Tellington Jones.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you, all of you, for being here. This 6 months has been such a gift to me. The search that I have been on since I first had that astrological prediction that I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And then I had that inspiration, actually, that amazing inspiration from Sir Charles Sherrington, this that every cell in the body knows its function within the body. I've been looking, feeling, waiting, searching for this concept of what is this cellular intelligence? What does that mean? And I feel like together in this last year, starting in the August, September, October immersion group, where we did so much with Tea Touch for You. And then with this 6 months, this concept that the fig tree that we put up there to start with, let's just look at this, because I'm always looking for keys. What are the keys? What are the breadcrumbs along the way that have been dropped? And Sandy, if you can put this fig tree image up there that I just love. This concept that that your race recognized, this is a message from the tree that I got as I was walking along with my journal in my hand, writing as I was walking toward this tree, where I'd been sent by Michael Rhodes to talk to the tree. That your race recognize the God within is only the start. That we, the kingdoms of the plants, the animals, the minerals, and the nature spirits, are recognized as one with you is the key, not only to survival, but to heaven on earth. And this concept, heaven on earth, is something that I just kept getting over and over as I... That first experience I had, you know, writing these words from the tree, and then I shared that with a friend when I came home, and it was Tom Mitchell, and he said, "You have to publish this. This has to get out." And then, what happened to me over the years? I would be in a situation in nature. One of the biggest situations, the biggest times, was when I was doing a weekend workshop on soul retrieval, my soul retrieval, with Jerry Jampolsky and a wonderful group in Australia. And I started getting these messages. I started getting the messages from the fairies, the ones that we've been sharing over every Saturday. And it just became a part of me, but I was always like searching, what is this? What is this thing? What is this communication that is to spread around the world? What does it mean, cellular intelligence. And in these 6 months, thanks to this merging of the science and spirituality that we've woven together, it's been a huge deal for me. And I've heard from so many of you, as has happened to me, the quality that of my connection when I put my hands on myself to do tea touches on myself, or when I put my hands on a little tiny chihuahua, must have weighed 2 pounds last night, that I tea touched at Dragonfly Ranch, it's a different quality. When I look at each one of you here, I have the treasure, the pleasure of this connection over the World Wide Web. I see differently. I see that we are this amazing vessel for our soul, comprised of this 100 trillion cells that in the first sentence in Joan King's book, that every cell is a genius, that has permeated my being in a different way because of our connection, because of this fact that I can see you all, this connection that we've had, that we've all been experiencing. And in the 80s, in the mid-80s, I kept getting these feelings, you know? Practice cooperation rather than competition. And what I found out later, what I know now, is this concept was coming through. It was coming from the universe to us, to many people. Greg Braden said that he was getting the same kind of connection, the same feelings. So that's right in the time that Bruce Lipton says that that's when he started to see things differently, to realize we were all open. And I'm sure that some of you have the same feelings. And I started writing these. And I wanted to think, what is it from this little book? This is my collection. That those of you who have been in workshops with me, you have one of these books. And I wanted to Tanir, what brings something together? What do I want to start this last session with? And this is, I want to share this with you. And it's this little thing I wrote. Where did I write this? This is in Byron Bay, Australia, January 15th. And this is 1992. After starting this whole thing in the early 80s. This is called Let's Take a Vow. The sun shines as I sit here in glory, and I realize I missed a story I was meant to tell. I don't need to yell it. I shall read my poems and let everyone know there really are gnomes where flowers do grow, and fairies. It's really touching me. And fairies and divas. All nature spirits are here. I'll tell their story in the coming years. I was given a vision of God, man, and nature, and shown the way of their rare nomenclature when I started seeing and feeling the fairies. But I drifted off, and then I found fear, and over time, I lost the voice in my ear. It's time to step out, listen to Deva voices, let mankind know of the necessary choices to turn around the planet, to shift evolution. What we're ready for now is a fresh revolution. Let's get back to nature, join the earth and the sky. Let everyone know that you and I can make a difference. We can make the shift. We can take the steps to heal the rift, to bridge the gap between intellect and intuition. Can bring man and nature to new levels of fruition. So dig in the dirt and talk to your plants. Feel one with nature. Make peace with the ants. It's not such a big task. You only need listen. Learn to open your eyes and see the dew glisten. Hear the voice of the wind. Know that fairies do dance. Your heart will expand in a new rich romance. Feel wondrous love for each divine creature. Man's only a part, not the main feature. So join me together. Let's celebrate now. It's time to commit to a new global vow. Saunter in sunshine, breathe in fresh air. Let Mother Earth know we really do care. And this weaving of science and spirituality that we've been doing for these 6 months, this recognizing every Saturday, putting these poems out, I don't know how many of you had a chance to really look at them or listen to them, but something happens to me every time I do, and I feel that connection that the fig tree talks about of recognizing. And so many of you here, we're either connected to kitties or dogs or bunnies or bears, as Andy and Gary out in the woods, and butterflies and horses, of course, many of us. And knowing that that connection that we have to these animals makes such a difference. And for me, bringing the knowledge, this concept of really acknowledging, recognizing, and every cell in our body is that divine spark. That's the part that makes such a difference to me. And I really pray for all of you that this 6 months together has given us a new sense, a new understanding, a new hope, a new respect, that is the ability to see our beings, our bodies in a new way. And I would like to invite us to go into the forest now. And in order to do so, let's begin with a heart hug. And this time I'd invite you to, each one of you, let's have a little different selection of heart hug. I love this concept of the tiniest little circle and a quarter little spiral with the tips of your fingers on your heart chakra. Or with some of you, I'm going to go down to this belly that I have and honor this connection that I have. And just in your preferred direction, and just check out today, which is your preferred direction, clockwise or counter. Just check your body. Nice, like, breathe in deeply with a smile. In through your nose and out through pursed lips. And let's first send just gratitude to this vehicle of our soul, this beautiful vessel we're honored to have. And let us just imagine from wherever you are sitting that you go out through your secret door that takes you into your forest and along a path to this beautiful, really special secret cottage. This place waiting for us in this really ancient, spectacular forest. Let us just take a little time to go into the door, through the door, into our cottage. Look around. And find a place there in the cottage where anytime you want a really special place of peace in the forest, you can come here. And right now, what we're going to do is continue on out through the other door into the deeper part of the forest. Out beyond this lovely area that we have created outside the cottage. Follow this path. It is a really beautiful path. And now waiting for us on the other side are many beings, many animals. Take a look and see which animals that are represented in the tea touches, in the various hand positions that we have. What animals are there? And all of your favorite ones who've been with you over the years. And what other, where are the fairies? Do you feel them? Do you feel the call of the plants that are going to just celebrate as we walk along this forest path? And feel the earth under your feet. Feel the breath of Mother Earth. Just with each step and each smile with each step. And feel that breath of Mother Earth under each foot that lights up your whole being. Just throughout your entire body. It's like these cells like connecting to the earth energy of our Mother Earth. And we're going to come now into this place that we have created for our group together. And paint it as you would find it perfect for you. This is a collection we're doing together. Look around. Where are the crystals? Feel that aquamarine crystal under the earth. Water. What is your water source here? Which of the trees are just embracing you, giving you this sense as we open our hearts and our beings and ourselves to our connection, our oneness with all these beings. What other little critters are in the grass? Just appreciative of our acknowledgement of their place on the planet. And create your really special, comfortable sitting space here. And it's going to be on this, in the earth, the aquamarine crystal. And some will be actually on it, and some just around the edges. And call in your angelic realms. Call in whatever animals, plants, minerals, nature, spirits, angelic realms, whatever guides each one of you has. And let us, as we are sitting here comfortably, very lightly, take one hand and just do a very simple, lovely outline, acknowledging the parts of your body as you sit here in this sacred, ancient forest. And very lightly, just wherever you can reach lightly, outline this body that contains our soul, our just amazing collection of cellular intelligence, just divine spark that we are. Feel that. Smile into it. And I would like us now to pose a question to this wisdom, this cellular wisdom. What would your body like to tell you? What would that intelligence in each cell, what is that connection that is special to you? And some of you may have a little different, there's something waiting for us here while we honor this time in this amazing place we have created in nature. And take your colors or your pens. And either feel this, or if you're inclined, write it. Or just revel in the sense of it. you really feel this sense of peace and calm and connection to the earth and all the animals and all the beings around us. And stand up and begin your walk back along this lovely path, just really smelling and feeling and seeing and hearing and sensing as we walk each step back to this really special cottage. It's like a vessel for our vessel. And go into the cottage. Again, look around, feel, hear, sense with all your senses a place of security and peace and calm. And connection with every cell in your body. And hold that feeling and take it out through the door along the path to the door that takes you back into your home, wherever you are. And come back into the place where we're all meeting on Zoom. In your own fashion, do several belly hugs or heart hugs. Send gratitude to every cell in your body, to Divine Spirit, to all of the beings who are with us in the forest, and all the beings who are here with you now, present in your home. Take a few more deep breaths and stretch your lips gently in a smile of gratitude. And open your eyes. And I turn this over for you, Sandy, to just invite us to now journal.
So the fairies asked us to make a global vow. And so they'd like to know what is your personal global vow, and to connect, reconnect with them and your body wisdom and your soul coming through your body wisdom, and just ask and see what comes to you. What is your personal vow and whatever that means for you? It may come in words, pictures, a sense, colors. See what comes to you. sense, be with. Notice what it feels like in your body. And if you feel moved, share some of the words that come to you or that came to you about your vow or a sentence or two in the chat. Uh-huh. So beautiful. Shall I read them, Linda?
Should we give people a little more time?
Sure.
Sandy, you got something else showing.
Yeah, Linda, I think you went into screen share or something.
What? I did? Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's not my screen.
Oh, yeah.
hit the wrong button. Oops.
This is beautiful, beautiful.
So moving.
Wow. I want to read each and every one of them.
And did you want to read some of them?
Well, I'm just so deeply moved by all of these. So these are just for the recording. People are writing in the words and messages for their vow, for their global vow. Vow equals wow. Shall I say everybody's names also, you think? No, just say. Spread joy, stay connected and listen. Global consciousness, be, connect, honor all, send kindness, acceptance, embrace diversity. We are all in this nautilus. And love, awareness of needs of our planet. Listen for what I can do. Watch for what is needed here and now. Pass on compassion and education. This place, this time, beingness, care, cooperation, flow, community, kindness. Express these pleasures in all its facets. Be patient, trust, and stay positive. Gratitude, forgiveness, seeking heart coherence with all, peace. Tropical sounds are so lovely. Freedom and peace. As I heal myself in my oneness, I assist in healing all others, healing all. Just keep feeling what it feels like to hear these through your body. Open mind through your heart. Open heart. Guide the timid. Protect the weak. Communicate with heart first. Be as a part of nature. Patience, understanding, compassion, love, softness, and a little distraction technique. Grow, continue to grow in compassion, wisdom, and kindness. Always put your well-being first and therewith the planet's. Be. Time to look, to move, to do, lead. Don't wait. Touch, feel, smell, hear, taste, be. Love, joy, grace. Trust your talent as you move through life. Let go of fear, let go of force, let go of pain. Just be. Continue the love one at a time, whether person, plant, or animal. Although the plant and animals already know. You are protected. Be in present moment. Share your wisdom fire with all. Unicorn, jaguar, black dog, Milan. Be a light that shines to help all creatures. I am everything and everyone, and they are all me. There is only a we, a oneness of all of life. See the best in everyone and everything. See the real, authentic, divine grace, the spark alive in every cell of everything. Even if disconnected at this moment, it never dies. The light never goes out. Always remain connected because your light might make it glow and grow brighter and brighter again so they can remember who they are again too. Feel the magic in every tea touch. Connect deeper. Send more messages out. My global vow, oh, try to be the best light in the world by starting with the path I travel on of continuous learning, staying open to possibilities and new potentials. My vow is to share, I think that means share the light and wisdom with others and let each person know what is a miracle he or she is. It would be so nice, it would be so fun to dance like the fairies and be part of a rich community of beings who bless the world with their love and grace and help create so much light and wisdom in the world. Each cell is a light. You are a brilliant light. You shine like the stars. Share your light. Make the world a better and more beautiful place. We are one. We are with you. We love you eternally. Shine like the stars. Be the light. Share your light. Live life fully every moment. Whew. Just feels like fountains overflowing.
It's so fascinating to me when I chose this Let's Take a Vow this morning to share this statement that join the earth and the sky, let everyone know that you and I can make a difference, can make the shift, can take the steps to heal the rift, to bridge the gap between intellect and intuition. And that's one of the things that has kept me so passionate about sharing this work over all the years, is the fact that I know that in every spiral, basic 1 1/4 circle, that we activate that whole being, that whole brain, that spark in every cell in our body, and it gives us a new way of accessing our potential. And this connection to nature and connection to our body, bringing our bodies, connecting with our bodies in nature in this way, has been a different experience to me because of us being together like this on Zoom. And it's really fascinating to me that it's such a powerful experience, which I never could have imagined that we have. And I would love to know if just this opportunity to share this feeling, how the connection to nature and the connection to our bodies through T-Touch knowing that each time each one of us does this, we're making a significant difference on the planet. Each one of us remembers our connection to all that is. My gratitude is so deep for this connection. And I just wonder if any of you are willing to share that, if anyone else is feeling this way. We don't have this opportunity to share very often our deepest feelings or thoughts. One of the statements from this book by Joan King that I had really planned to bring in later, but I feel it's really appropriate now, and that is that, like all living things, cells cannot thrive in isolation. They cannot thrive. And that much of each cell activity is directed to communicating with other cells. And that this opportunity to communicate our connections to ourselves, we just don't have that opportunity as a rule.
Linda?
Yes.
You make an amazing point there, and that is worthy to hear you talk about that some more, because that's a big deal about, are we connecting in ourselves on the deepest level? I mean, that's the place of true health too.
Yes, and that's one of the beauties, is the simplicity of of this body gratitude that we do. It was interesting. I gave a presentation at our New Thought Church last weekend, and one of the person who was leading that day has been to several things that I've done here on the island, T-Touch, for dogs and for people. And she said, well, do that. You know, she wanted me to finish leading everyone through the body blessing. And this concept of bringing the music 1 1/4 circles and saying, this is what one of the guys shared this after, it's really interesting, that the fact of saying thank you to his ears, even though he has a little bit of difficulty with one ear, and actually choosing to give gratitude for that was a big thing. And that's why when I touch different parts of my body, I'm able to say, thank you, whatever part it is. Like, maybe I can't, you know, hear quite as well as I might have before, but thank you for what I do have. And as we give gratitude, as we, for each part of our body, of this beautiful, it's like I see it as this beautiful vase somehow that holds this collection of cells. And when we differentiate, and I can now, thanks to you, Eleanor, I can imagine seeing the branches of the vagus nerve. It's totally different than before I had that actual, you know, left brain intellectual understanding of that I can now feel and intuitively also, and connecting that. And this is what we have been sharing, is daring to connect with these bodies. And I use that word daring because sometimes there are parts of the body that, you know, maybe give us issues, and then we cut them off. And when we connect with them and we give thanks for whatever, the fact that we can even be here, that when we begin doing that, that attitude of gratitude is huge. And when we connect that and realize that each time, because we're all connected at the cellular level, that each time each one of us gives gratitude, we are spreading that. That's an energy that goes out into the world and makes it possible maybe for others to dare to experience their bodies in new ways. And I'm... I am so grateful for this opportunity to really understand that we can talk to the intelligence, we can communicate with the intelligence in every cell. And the fact that we actually do it with a physical, gentle connection, it is really different. And when we say through the gateway of this Tellington T-Touch, these basic 1 1/4 circles, that's a gift. That's part of my vow, is to continue sharing this gift and giving it. And each one of us who can reach out and just give this to someone else, that they can make a difference to themselves and that they can dare to connect cell to cell. And as you say, Eleanor, connecting these cells in our body and then connecting with us, with each other in this way. Great, special gift.
So Linda, we have a few people who raised their hand and would like to say something.
Please, how lovely.
Okay, so fabulous. Let me just start with, Sage was asking if we could post the vow poem on our Facebook page.
Of course.
And then, hold on, raising the hand. I know that Maureen raised her hand, so I'm going to unmute you, and then somebody raised their hand afterwards. And the raised hand seems to have disappeared. So if you see that your hand was raised, but it seemed to have disappeared, please raise your hand again. Might have been Lisa Mike. So raise your hand again. But here's Maureen.
Hello. So I read Seth 25 years ago and realized that everything in the world is connected. It's all one. And I didn't know how to say gratitude to everything because I know that it's way beyond what I understand. So I began this prayer I created that I send unconditional love to every particle of creation because I don't want to miss anything. When I pray for my food, I want to pray for everybody that touched that, every butterfly, every worm, every ray of sunlight, every drop of water, everything that came together to make that food, all the people involved, everything. So I started this prayer that with every breath I take, with every step I take, with every beat of my heart, every particle of creation is blessed with my unconditional love. Because I think that the world is so incredible that I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for everything, for the air and the sunshine and the plants and nature and all the people who grow the food and God or source or energy for creating everything. So I just started crying one day and I didn't want to miss anything. So that's my prayer to every particle of creation because I don't want to miss anybody who helped growing my food, who made my clothes, who made everything I wear, everything I use, because we're all in this together. If we all didn't do what we do, then we wouldn't be enjoying what we're doing. So even if somebody is disconnected or angry or we don't like them or the politics, I'm always sending love with everything I do, with every breath I take, with everything I do, I am permeating unconditional love into the world because I know that that helps make it a better place. So I'm like Linda. I'm just so grateful with every breath I take all day long for the magic that life is. And I've been writing notes like she has in a notebook for years and years and share them with just my immediate friends. So I'm really into everything that she's doing and everything that she does. And I lost my dog a few weeks ago, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and if I didn't have T-Touch to go and be with her for 2 weeks, every single day for hours a day, I would not have gone through it like I did. You know, she died because she went through this dental and didn't survive it, but it was T-Touch that helped her go through the whole experience that kept her present and me being with her, you know, when she passed. So it's the days before I didn't have that, I wouldn't have had a beautiful experience. It would have been, you know, gut-wrenching. It was hard because we kept thinking she was going to get better, but I knew that she and I were connected the whole time in such a deep love that it made it a different kind of experience.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Sandy, I think we need to turn it back over to you to close this first hour. Correct?
Yes. So
continue.
We will take a brief break and come back at a quarter after. Does that sound good, Linda?
Yes. Yeah, I have four after right now.
Yes, 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Get something to eat and drink and